All right, without wasting time and further ado, we are joined online by Mr. Ezekiel Johannes from Helvetia University, and who is going to tell you wonderful, interesting, beautiful, powerful, tangible, you know, everything about whatever you need to know about, you know, Helvetia University. Good afternoon, Mr. Ezekiel.
Afternoon, sorry.
All right.
Afternoon, how are you, sir?
Very good.
Yes,
so you are now in the midst of the audience, which are the listeners.
Yes,
and I just want to give you ample time to be able to talk to your to the listeners who are the potential, your potential, you know, clients, and just tell them what you have for them today.
Yes, today on the Innovation Corner, this is one of our programs that we started with Helvetia University, and the idea is to inspire people around innovation, research, and the role that academic plays within the economy.
Mm.
So the idea today, we are talking about research that matters, turning knowledge into solution for Namibia. So when you look at most of the academic institutions, they do research. But the question that one has to have in mind is that, does that research have an impact to the society? Particularly in Namibia, when you look at the challenges that we are facing, and what would be the national priority when it comes to research? What should the government do? What should the private sector do? What should the academic do? And that is the thinking around today's topic. So we are saying that, yes, of course, academics have the knowledge, but is this knowledge being useful in finding solution for the society problem? So for today's topic, what we are saying is that when you look at the university itself, it has long been recognized as a center of knowledge and creation. And every year, when you look at in terms of academics and researchers, there's a lot of thousands of papers that are being produced from universities. But for Namibia, just for Namibia itself, if you look at the idea around research, we want to say that it must be a catalyst of economic growth, innovation, and sustainable development. Now, how can Namibia position itself? If you look at the UNESCO, in terms of what UNESCO is saying, is that global spending on research and development is now exceeding about $2.8 trillion, you know, annually. But if you look at the African countries, especially Namibia, the research contribution in terms of funding is 0.65, which is less than 1% of the GDP. But the idea is to contribute that funding to that research. Are we together?
We can hear you.
Yes. But now, what will be the responsibility of universities like Helvetia? Our responsibility really is to really just extend beyond just doing writing journals or just publishing researchers or just writing. But what we want is to find what are the problems in terms of the public policy, in terms of the health system, in terms of businesses. How can one support businesses and make sure that research it leads to...
Yes, Mr. Ezekiel?
Yes, we are together?
Yes, we can hear you. Please just continue.
So the thing I'm trying to drive here is to say that, yes, of course, there must be enough funding, but we must also have researchers that are motivated and able to do research so that they can find solutions in the society. Now, at Helvetia, we believe that research begins with listening to society first, meaning that one needs to understand what is the society need. And researchers must work closely with government, industry, healthcare providers, entrepreneurs, and local communities, so that they can identify what are those challenges and how, so that their researchers or the solutions are evidence-based solutions. Now, if you think about it in general, and what most of the universities are doing, there isn't really a proper motivation to the researchers and the lecturers and the students in the academy, so that whatever they are doing, it should be something that makes sense to the economy. So I think the point that I'm trying to make through my article is really to kind of, if I can put it in a way to say, to motivate the researchers, to motivate the lecturers and the students to think around, you know, making research that have impact. If you look at, we have about four big universities, and Richard University is one of the second largest university. You want to think that whatever research they are doing, they can also do research in collaboration with each other, working together, maybe establishing kind of an academic research committee that can help them collaborate properly.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that research and development in other countries or other parts of the world is worth 2.8 trillion.
Yes.
And while in Africa is somewhat 0.5.
Yes.
So what can make R&D, what can increase the wealth of R&D in Africa, for example, in Namibia?
I think, first of all, if you look at our FISA itself, with the funding from the government, yes, of course, the focus is really for development, but we also have to think in long term. So government must come to play to really, we have an institution like the NCRC that is supporting in terms of research. But I can tell you now that with the funding that is happening now, it's not enough so that we can be able to do research. Secondly, is that there is a lot of funding available worldwide, where also my office from the university is looking at to say, where are the funding, where can we bring in the funding so that we can do that research. But if you look at that research most of the time, there is already kind of set priority sectors, and those sectors might not even align with our priority sector at the university level and also at the national level. Maybe through that. But the other thing is that you also want to get private sector coming on board so that they can say, this is what we want in our private sector. How do you come in as a university so that you can do research, so that they can fund that research, so that it becomes a research that is funded by industry. And I think the one that is funded by industry makes even more sense, because industry knows where the problem is and how they can bring that solution so that it can generate revenue. I hope I've answered your question.
Yes, but what impact does lack of funding in R&D has on society?
No, if you look at that, when you are talking about research and also problems that are happening, is that the researchers need a motivation. And motivation comes with funding. And if there's no funding, it means there's no motivation within universities so that research can really be impactful. And also, even though we have challenges in Torosi, nobody is really motivated. Unless there is other way of motivating lecturers than funding. But funding is on top of the list. So that's why if we have funding, we will be able to motivate lecturers, we will be able to motivate students. But also, the other thing, even if you have funding and there's no platform, so one has to look at developing the platform for the lecturers and students to be able to develop solutions.
Yeah. Mr. Ezekiel, okay, so when we are talking about motivation for, researcher, that's a very important topic. I mean, an important point. But what about the people who are the source of that information that the researchers are getting? Do they get anything, also motivation, or does motivation only, is it only centered on the researchers?
That's a very good question, and it's all at the same time tricky. What one need to do, especially because research, if it's impactful to the society, there must be a model in a way that helps them and motivates them so that they can be part of the research. One way, obviously, yes, of course, when you are doing research, you might even need to conduct surveys. And what most of the researchers do is to kind of have some incentives for these participants in the research. Incentives like maybe, let's say, awards or some funding and so forth. But at the national level, when you are doing research, one has to have a permit, for example, and that permit has to come through the government. So there is some fees that are paid there, and that can cascade into society. But also what you are saying is that whenever somebody's research, if let me say you are doing research on indigenous knowledge, one have to get a permit, and if they get a permit, the government now gives direction on how that research must be done so that the people that are affected can also understand what it means to do that research. But at the end of the day, you have what we call the benefit sharing, the benefit sharing ABS, which is under the Ministry of Environment, for example, if you are doing under indigenous knowledge. So basically, those type of framework help to motivate and make the people that are part of the research to be motivated to know that, yes, of course, there is this research that is being conducted is beneficial to us and is also beneficial to the society at large. There is other forms that other countries are using, but basically for now, that's the ones that I can highlight.
All right. Okay. The last question, Mr. Ezekiel. This is quite interesting. Thank you for this innovation corner. But the question is, all right, so let's just hold up.
Do you need toiletries and household cleaners? You won't get it cheaper than a U-Save up to the 7th of June. Get 250 mm jars of Vaseline for only $25. Smell fresh with Playboy roll-on deodorant for just $18.99. Get 2 kilograms of Surf's hand washing powder for just $49.99. Get 750 mm Sunlight dishwashing liquid for $28.99. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only $12.99. U-Save. Where else?
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
All right, Mr. Ezekiel, sorry we had to go for a commercial break there, and it caught me off guard. So what I was trying to inquire is, who determines who the researcher is? And it seems that only the researchers... The word researcher is only centered on people with academic prowess.
Yes. If we go deep into definition of what kind of research, maybe that would be a topic of another day.
Yeah.
But who determines who should be the researcher? In institution, there is always, some of the institutions have a center of research and innovation and partnership. And some of the university have what we call R&D, research and development. some institution of research and development. So basically within the university, depending on the sector and depending on the speciality of that specific lecture or specific person in terms of the point of discussion, that is where now they have to identify that this type, this research can be conducted under the school. If it's, let's say, it's about pharmaceutical, then obviously you have to go to the School of Pharmacy and you have to look, work with the laboratory. Does it have to do with the laboratory? That's how they are chosen. But within the country, because of available opportunities, if you look at the fundings of research that are available, any institution that is have the capability of doing research can be able to do that. If it's a research in industry, for example, they have a department on research that focus on researching on whatever research interests they have. So that is how it's done. The innovation corner is really here to kind of motivate and help the people to say, what can, under the university, especially Valvetia University, we want to be able to be working with different researchers, even individual researchers. Individual researchers can do research. So we want to be able to work with people, talk to people so that we can solve real-life challenges.
Right. Mr. Ezekiel, any final words from your side? And please, after you give your final word, I will ask you to kindly hold the line for me for a few seconds.
Yes. What I can say is that I think the topic for today is research with impact. And what we want to say is that when it's come to research, when it's come to universities, when it's come to industry, when it's come to social, civil society, is that when research is connected to society needs, research becomes innovation. Innovation creates opportunity, and opportunity drives national development. That is the kind of research that truly matters.